sound of it is a lot to do with hearing if you know you did a good cut, a good score.
Sharon Svensson is cutting strips of bright green glass for the mural she and her husband John are making.
Yeah, do a one-incher.
They're working on a 4x14-foot mosaic. They started in January, and they're partway done.
If you can imagine, these are flying, we're calling it taking flight, and it's a bunch of ravens on this big panel, and then they're, behind the ravens are circular shapes, which could be suns or something like that. And in the middle, we've taken a bunch of strips of colors and stuff and then twisted it. And gave it this radical swirl, and these swirls
spiraling out.
It's spiraling.
Black shards of glass form ravens against bright yellow, pink, and green pattern background. The glass is shipped up in sheets from Oregon. The Svenssons cut and smooth it into the shapes they need.
Then I go to the grinder. So then
Sharon holds up the little green circle of glass she just formed. It took about 2 minutes just to make that tiny circle. So many little pieces go into such a large mosaic. It takes a long time.
Little dab of glue on the back of that. And fit it right into...
wherever it goes.
Right into there. Poink! There's a piece.
The Svenssons work about 5 hours each day for about 4 months on each project, meticulously cutting, smoothing, and gluing colored glass onto a huge piece of plywood. This kind of work has been their main job for the past few years. Here's how the process goes.
We go take the ideas back and forth. You know, if I have an idea, and then he can actually put it down on paper better than I can.
And I'll go out and drop the wall size on a piece of paper and just start drawing on it.
And you get the cartoon all drawn. Then we prepare the plywood. Then you start cutting glass up.
Sharon has been a mosaic artist, or mosaicist, for about 15 years.
It's colorful. It's the depth of the color and the sparkle, and it's shiny.
These 1% for the arts projects are some of the largest mosaics she's ever made. She says it is slow work, but when the project is finished, it's a great feeling.
And to do something so big and then see the finished product is really thrilling.
Before these projects, John worked primarily as a painter. John and Sharon started working together because the mosaics are too huge for just one artist. They say they're a pretty good team. They don't conflict much over creative visions.
Yeah. Before we actually lay down the glass, we work out what we're doing. So any disagreement is like in the initial design in a way. Well, but these colors, you know, we'll look at these colors and go, well, I don't know, you know, if that goes with that, and kind of work that out as we go.
The Svenssons also run a gallery called Extreme Dreams where they sell their artwork. John says usually you just hope your pieces will sell, but with these, there's more certainty and stability, which is why they keep applying for the projects.
They pay well.
Yeah, they pay. It's money. When you're bound by contract to the Palmer, that whole borough system, it's pretty serious stuff, and you're signing these huge contracts, and but you know in the end you're going to get paid for it.
The Svenssons charge $500 per square foot for their mosaics. The projects usually total between $30,000 and $60,000. But because the materials are so expensive and the work is so slow...
I would say if we can pocket a third of what we're charging, that's pretty darn good. We're working in a really expensive medium.
Once the mosaic is done, the Svenssons transport it to the school and install it.
We never breathe a sigh of relief until it's on the wall, and the engineer who is involved and the other people look at it and approve it, and stamp of approval. That's what you're always wanting. That's the high moment of the whole thing. Like, yes, we're absolutely done.
And principal
and
is happy.
Tense up
the kids are happy.
It's darn tense.
And they get to watch the excitement of the students when they see the murals hung up in the hallway for the first time.
Little hands would go up, and there were whales, and they're pointing at things in it, and just seeing what they're focusing
relating
on.
To, yeah.
And the principal later said, like a week later, said the reaction has been way cool.
Sharon and John plan to keep working on 1% program commissions. They have 2 more in Juneau already booked, which will keep them busy for the rest of the year. One day, Sharon hopes she'll have the time to make a mural like this for their own home. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.